What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, we are still in this quarantine. I hope you guys are all staying sane and staying safe. Hopefully, you know, working at the hospital, it seems like it's starting to cool down. It's getting back to normal. You know what I'm saying? To everybody who's reached out to me after hearing my last episode, thank you. Appreciate it. It was addressed at the job. One of the directors reached out. You know, they addressed it. And they apologized. And again, you guys have to remember, I wasn't looking for an apology from the last podcast. It bothered me, so I said something. It seems like some of you guys might have brought this to the attention. Maybe you guys who know me or work with me, you know, maybe you guys slipped something into one of the directors and all that, but they came to me and apologized for everything. And I said, I really didn't want to apologize. I just wanted to make sure all the nurses, just know, like, you just can't do that. You know, we're supposed to be a family and, like, in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only job that's more closer bond than us is probably the police officers and the firefighters. Other than them, hospitals have, you know, are supposed to have the most family oriented workplace. You know what I'm saying? Because we're taking care of each other at all times. The only other people that I can see that are probably more better at that than we are probably firefighters and police officers, because they're, you know, their lives are always on the line. You know, 24/7, their whole shift. You know what I'm saying? Not that, you know, nurses and doctors aren't either, but, you know, with police and firefighters, you know, they're gonna, you know, take care of each other. So, you know, whoever reached out and said something, thank you, appreciate it. But, you know, everything is good now. You know, and again, I don't like have any hard feelings towards that nurse who said that and try to get me to go in there. Like, I have no bad feelings. You know, it just, hey, nurses at this point in time, nurses and doctors are just swamped. They're stressed. You know what I'm saying? So, I wasn't trying to get anybody in trouble. Just basically, like, you know, just saying my opinion, how I felt. That's all. You know what I'm saying? But it seems everything's been worked out. So, appreciate it, peeps. So, on this episode, oh, shout out, you know, one more thing. Shout out to my man, Chino the Barber, you know. He put on a story the other day to make sure y'all follow my thing, and definitely some new viewers came and listened. So I appreciate that, Chino. You know what I'm saying? Showing love. I appreciate that. That's all I'm about, just showing love. So on to the topic at hand. So the other day, Rick put me and if you follow the podcast, you know who Rick is. Rick is he's one of my best friends. I consider him a brother. And if you know, like, again, if you know me, I don't have best friends or friends. I cut all that off a long time ago, and now I just have a group of brothers that I associate myself with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to the bar with anybody else. I'm not going to the bar with the co-workers. I'm not going to the bar with people that I just know from around the block. No, that's not happening. If I'm going to the bar, if I'm going to the club, if I'm going to somebody's house where it's a fight or something, I'm in this close group of friends that I invite out. Like, hey, I'm going out to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the fight. So you want to come through, you know what I'm saying, so we can hang out. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody gets that invitation. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody. Not that I'm some big thing that I can only, you know, pick people exclusively. It's just, you know, if you're just not in that group, then no hard feelings. But, you know, I ain't fucking with you like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just nothing personal. But Rick had put me, Sam, and Lender, and we're all really good friends. And Rick had put a story up, not a story, but an article up, and it was about a Philly police officer that just got arrested for something to do with children. You know what I mean? Like, sounds sexual. I think it was like, I forget what it was. I have to look it up. But I didn't understand why he sent that to us. Like, you know, until I read into the article. And on the article, The guy who's on there was someone that we knew. He used to come around. He was a former police school officer, and he used to come around to the wrestling matches and practices to show support and whatever. He was a really cool dude. Always saw him around. Never thought nothing of him. But he had somehow been, he's also like, at the time, he was also like doing security, like moonlighting, which is basically like when you're not on the job of, as a police officer, you're doing like security work, like private security work. And he had done a couple of famous people he was bodyguarding, you know what I'm saying? But to understand this guy, he was literally, like, you're probably thinking he's 6 feet tall, 6'1", 6'2", muscled up. No, not at all. Like, this guy is maybe 5'5", you know what I'm saying? And he was pretty stocky, but, like, nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, he definitely had a hard time being a school police officer, because a lot of guys, because you got to remember, at 10th grade, 11th grade, there's a lot of kids that are hitting growth spurts, and they're like, I'm supposed to listen to you? Like, you're not even taller than me, or even my height, so, like, why would I have to listen to you? So he definitely had a hard time doing his job. And, And it seems he was let go by the police office department because someone had accused him or made a complaint about him being, basically, it sounds like he's being touchy-feely with some of the boys in the school. I don't know if it was my school, I went to Thomas Edison High School, or somewhere else, but I definitely graduated 2012. I graduated 2012 for a fact. He was accused of this in 2013, a year later. So it had to be somebody within that mix of kids that were from sophomore or freshman all the way to senior, whatever, 2013 and up, you know, they were in that mix. Someone complained about him. And the police office department, the police department definitely said, like, they let him go and said, we're doing an investigation, the whole nine yards. Which is crazy because I would never have thought that. He was always a cool dude. But Rick sends the article, and I read through it, and it basically looked like that's what he was accused of, like being touchy-feely with some of the boys in the school. But then they say that he was, like, there was also some witness tampering and trying to, what is the other one? Witness tampering, something else. I forget what the other one is. But nonetheless, I said, damn, that's crazy. And, you know, and we're all in this group chat and we're like talking about it. And I said, damn, like, if he is, I like, it's crazy because even if he is innocent, just being accused of something like that follows you forever. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I'm not saying that this guy is innocent. Not saying that whatsoever. I am not saying this guy is guilty. Not whatsoever. Completely wrong. I am not saying he's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying if he is innocent, just being accused of that follows you forever. It ruins your reputation. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so Rick had wrote something back like, you know how you don't get into that, that doesn't happen to you? Don't put yourself in that situation. And I said, that's true. That's right. But I said, I would like to see what the evidence is against him. What are they, like, charging him with? Because it seems like this, he was accused in 2013, but he had just got arrested at the beginning of 2020 in January. I don't know. And I think it's the only complaint. I believe. I don't know. I was reading the article. It didn't say anything about multiple complaints or anything like that. It just seemed like it was like the one case against them. So Rick goes, he's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you know, he's a piece of shit. He should rot in hell. Like, the whole, like, just, but now he just blew up. He blew up in text. And knowing Rick the way I know Rick, I knew he really blew up. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I don't take it personal. It's just, I'm not the type of person to be like, oh yeah, you're guilty. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what happened. That's why I said I'd like to know what the evidence is against them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It definitely triggered Rick, because you gotta remember, if you listen to the podcast, Rick just became a dad earlier this year, and he's a father of a newborn of a baby boy. So when the article, I'm guessing when the article is talking about, it seems like this officer was grooming and touching on kids and stuff like that, who are boys. So I'm guessing that triggered Rick heavy. You know what I'm saying? So again, I didn't take it personal. I was like, okay, cool. But I'm gonna say I want the evidence. And the reason why I say I want the evidence is because a lot of things get said in the media and the reports and all that, but sometimes they could get a little fuzzy on certain things, if you know what I mean. Like in the article, it said that he also was trying to witness tamper. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, witness tampering can mean two things. You can witness tampering by doing two things. Either A, going up to somebody and going, hey, don't say what you saw or I'll kill you and your family. That's witness tampering. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to threaten and sway somebody to not say what they saw, to not cooperate with the investigation. That's witness tampering. Also, witness tampering is if someone makes a false allegation against you and you're like, hey, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you saying that I did this, this, and that, when you know exactly that I didn't? And then the person goes, oh, I'm sorry, I just think I was doing this, this, and that, blahzy blah, right? But then he can also go back and tell his lawyer or the police that he was confronted by the same person, and they can say, well, that was witness tampering too. So the same name, but for two different actions. One, the guy is like guilty and going, hey, don't say anything, I'm gonna kill you. Two, the guy is like, hey, I didn't do that. Like, why would you make up that type of lie that can really hurt my life and career and stuff like that? That also is two different scenarios, but the same result. So that's why I said I would like to see what the evidence was. Because we've all know that the police get bad reps. That's every year you could definitely go on World Star or YouTube, and it's another story about a corrupt police officer trying to plant weapons or plant drugs on somebody, or a police officer making up fake arrest, or you know, fake reasons to arrest somebody. Like, we've all seen it, but what we don't see is the good cops that go out and go into the communities and really try to help out, who go to the neighborhood parks and they'll check up on the kids and they'll play a little bit basketball. Like, you don't hear that a lot. You'll hear it maybe once, maybe twice. If we're in a lucky year, we'll hear it three times within 1 year. You know what I'm saying? We'll hear about it three times within 1 year. But mostly throughout the whole year, you hear at least over 50 stories about corrupt police officers all over the United States. So, you know, like, police already have a bad rep. So the reason that I was like, I didn't jump on the, oh, screw that guy, I hope he rots in jail, because he was around when all of us were in wrestling. Like, Lender, Rick, Sam, me, like, we're all really good friends, but he was always around at that time. But I can tell you personally, he's never try to like touch me in any way or say certain things. You know what I'm saying? And when I think of grooming, I think of somebody who's like checking up on somebody and grooming them to like feel like, trust me, but don't tell nobody what I'm doing. So like, hey, how you doing? You need some food? You need some money? Because as a high schooler, you give a high schooler who's a sophomore, junior, $20-$25 every week or something, that's a lot of money to us. We're not working, we're not making anything. We're going to school, we're going home, and if we're lucky, we're playing sports too, if we have good enough grades. So for high schoolers, $20-$25, that's a lot of money for us. Like, we're, oh damn, $25, cool, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're dirt poor. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of the kids that's like, damn, like, I'm not eating nothing at home, so I gotta eat at school, because they get the free lunches and the free breakfasts, $25 goes a long way for you. So, you know, you start to save that up. But But he's never, I've never seen him do that to any of the wrestlers, and he definitely didn't do it to me. So that's why I'm not like jumping at the fact that like, oh, screw him, I hope he rots in hell or something like that. And from what I know from the other three guys who are on the team with me, none of them have had that either. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I could think Rick got triggered was either A, because he had a new baby boy, or B, you know, the guy was playing with Rick's booty hole in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, that's the only two reasons that I can think of. Because, and it's not, like, I hope that that's not true, but, you know, you have to, like, who the people who don't know how, what Rick was back in high school, you have to remember, Rick was never, if you see pictures of Rick, you know what I'm saying, he's a muscular guy now. He's got muscles, he got the abs, he's fast, he's athletic. But when he was in wrestling, like, he was not that guy. He had braces and glasses, and he was skinny as hell. He weighed maybe 120, 125, but for wrestling season, he always had to cut down to, like, 112. You know what I'm saying? So you're 125 pounds, and you always got to cut down to 112. So you're cutting at least 12 to 13 pounds a week. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think Rick was keeping down his weight throughout the whole season, you're wrong. He would cut weight 10 to 13 pounds, and then the very next day, if he didn't have a match, he'd be eating his ass off, going back up to 120, 125, to then, within 2 or 3 days before, having to cut down all that weight again. And it's not easy to cut weight, I tell you that now. So he had to cut out weight, and he had to cut out water. So, you know what I'm saying? Rick was also that kid with, like his bottom lip was always dry as shit, because he just needed some goddamn water. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, it was just like, bro, you all right? And he'd just be like, yeah, I'm all right. His eyes almost like glazed in the back of his head, because he'd just be fucked up. So, you know, either, that's why I say, you know, because Rick, like, if that police, again, that guy is not even, like, he was maybe a little more muscular than Rick at the time. So if he decided to grip up Rick in the locker room or whatever, and, you know, do what he had to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for that. I didn't know. You didn't say anything, so, but hopefully that's not what happened. I'm hoping that the reason he got triggered was because he has a new baby boy, and you know, it automatically just, now anything that has to do with a kid getting, especially like a boy getting harassed or, you know, mistreated, now he's gonna think like, oh, that could have been my boy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's maybe why he was a little triggered, but. Again, I don't know what happened. I'm curious now. I'm definitely gonna be looking to see what's going on. I think the case has been postponed a little bit, but he's still under, like, his bail bond. His bail is like $3 million, I think, something like that. But he can't get out of, like, him and his lawyer can't talk as much because of the whole COVID-19 quarantine. So I guess that puts a halt on his case a little bit. So I think he's gonna be locked up until this whole thing gets back to normal, until things get back to normal. But yeah, because the other thing that I guess why I was questioning it a little bit, not questioning like, oh, he's innocent, don't, was more like, why, if this complaint happened in 2013, why did it take all the way up to 2020, the beginning of 2020, to finally make an arrest? You know what I'm saying? Either A, the detectives on the case were extra lazy and didn't follow up, or B, there's some evidence that just aren't lining up. Because also in the article, there was they said that they had like pictures and stuff like that. My thing is, if you have pictures and a witness and a victim, you know what I'm saying, and you have the suspect ready to go, why not take them down right there and then? Why not arrest them 2 weeks later when you got all your evidence? You know what I'm saying? Either A, the detectives were lazy, or B, they just didn't have enough to go on it. And if they don't have enough to go on it, there has to be a reason. You know what I'm saying? There has to be a reason why the evidence isn't pointing straight to him. Now, again, I am not saying this man is innocent. I am not saying this man is guilty. I just want to know what the evidence is and why it took so long to make an arrest. You know what I'm saying? Because if he is guilty, then those 7 years that he's been living free should be added onto his sentence. So if he gets 20 years, which is, I think, the maximum, he should get another 7 on top of that, because he's been out here for 7 years free. Point blank, period. But if he's innocent, I also feel bad for him, because at the end of the day, even if you're innocent, you're still looked at as guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime, like, throw this case out of the window. Anytime you go to the court and someone says, you see somebody go, oh, you're the judge or the jury who make the decision go, you're guilty. What's the first thing people say? Oh, yeah, he was definitely guilty for a fact. He guilty as hell. Guilty, guilty, guilty. It doesn't skip your mind that he might have been innocent. He's guilty. The jury said he was guilty. The judge said he was guilty. The prosecutor lawyers said he was guilty. He guilty. Point blank, period. But what happens when someone gets dismissed, or like they're being told that they rule that they're innocent? No one ever goes like, oh yeah, he's innocent for a fact. No, everyone just goes like, is he innocent? Or did he just have a good enough lawyer to get him out of that situation? You know what I'm saying? Or did the prosecution not do their jobs and present the evidence correctly? It's always a like, is he innocent or did he just get away with it type situation? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the OJ, like when they said OJ was innocent, people were like, is he innocent? I don't think so. The glove might have left fit, but I think he still did it, even though a court system just said he was innocent. So that's where I'm coming from, because at this, like, if he is innocent, this can damage his whole career and his life, because people will start looking at you from sideways like, what the hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it brings up something, because he also, I was reading the article, he did sue CBS News, because they had reported on this and used his name and all that good stuff, and he brought a lawsuit against them. And then at some point something happened where it wasn't being pursued, and then something else happened, and then it got pursued again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been on and off, so I don't know what's been going on. But that's I wrote back basically in the text, like, there's something missing here. We're not seeing something, because prosecutions are great for saying that they have all this evidence against you so they can make you plead, you know, like plead a case, like, oh, like, we're going to plead guilty, but we're going to give you a reduced sentence. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a big deal unless you have a public defender. If you have enough money to get a lawyer, an attorney, cool. Like, they'll tell you this is worth it, this is not worth it. They don't have anything on you. They're just bullshitting. Don't sign the paperwork. Don't take the plea. Don't take the deal. If you have a public defender, you're screwed, because let's be honest, public defenders, like, they get so packed up with cases throughout the years because they're free, that most of the time, most of these public defenders, unless you have a public defender who's in his first 3 years out of college, 3 years, you have maybe five, but 3 years, I think, is the max that you get before they get burned out, because they have all the cases. The first 3 years out of a lawyer, you might get the best out of them. Oh, they're bullshitting on this. They'll put their best foot forward. There's some public defenders that after 5 years, or at 5 years, they get burned out. So they take plea deals when it comes around. They look at the case. They're like, I don't think this is worth me fighting for. Then they go, the prosecution comes in and says, well, here's a plea deal. Say that you're guilty, and rather than giving you the maximum sentence, we'll give you a reduced sentence. So rather than taking 20 years, we'll just give you 10 years. So it goes as a win for the prosecution. And then, you know, the public defender gets to just get another case off his desk. So when you hear about all this evidence, it could be right. They might have all this great evidence, and that's why they made the arrest now. Or it just could be some bullshit evidence that they just worked into their favor to finally get an arrest. You know what I'm saying? So now when it gets presented, it will get presented in a different way. If he has a lawyer or an attorney, they're going to go, hey, they got all this against you, but it's bullshit. We can fight this, we can fight that, and we can fight this, and we can prove this is wrong. If he has a public defender, he's probably going to be like, hey, they have a lot of stuff against you, and it's going to take some time to fight this and to prove that, and I don't think you can really dispute this unless you have this type of paperwork. You know what I'm saying? So rather than just making this go on any further, why not just, take the deal? You know what I'm saying? Because the public defender is probably going to be like, yeah, I don't know if you did it or not, but you probably did it. So, you know, might as well just take the plea deal. And he might take the plea deal. You know what I'm saying? But I think in these type of cases, of like sexual cases against kids, you have to be put on the registry. So it's gonna be interesting. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be interesting. I wonder what the outcome is going to be. But I'm going to give you an update. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to call this podcast. I might put the podcast name as Did Rick Get His Booty Hole Played With? That might be. I really like that. I'm hoping Rick will hear this and be like, what the fuck? Like, I hope he frees the title. And then he just hits me up like, what the fuck is your problem? That's what I'm hoping. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part about having your own stuff. Like, I get to send this to Rick personally. And the title might be, at the end of the day, Did Rick get his booty hole played with in high school? That might be it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm hoping he didn't. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be surprised, because my boy was hurt in high school. You know what I'm saying? He is not the muscular ab dude that he is now. He was just some skinny boy that dropped weight that was really quick. You know what I'm saying? But maybe he didn't. Maybe Ruben did try to do something. You gotta remember, Rick has always kept his quickness. He's fast. He's like, you know what I'm saying? He's like a pig in oil. He can slip out and he can just speed off like Speedy Gonzalez. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Leonard got his booty hole play. It might be Leonard too. You know, I don't know. Leonard didn't really comment on the group chat. Rick and Leonard were always together, so it might be. I know Sam for a fact didn't get a booty hole play with, because Sam too big. Sam was, he tall as shit. He was big for his weight. Like, he was too big. I don't think anybody could play with his booty hole. I definitely didn't get my booty hole play with because I'm too big for that. Like, who gonna try? What? Like, me? Me? I was the size of a house. I'm the size of a house. And not like a brick house. Like in the beginning, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of house. Like, the house, like, I don't want to live in that house. Looked like it was going to break down. But as I got older into my senior year, I was more like, oh, that's a nice house I wouldn't mind moving into. You know what I'm saying? So, different basis. So, but yeah, I'll definitely keep you guys updated. How do you guys feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Let me know how you guys feel about it. If you have my IG, which is BigBaby_Steve, drop me up in the DMs. If you if you are on the Anchor app or listening to an episode on another platform, you can go to the Anchor app, download it, and you can write me or send me a voice message. You know what I'm saying? So let me know. I'm definitely gonna try to stay connected to this. So I'll let you guys know how it goes. You know, so I'll give you guys an update. And I'll let you know what Rick says too. If Rick confides in me and he tells me that he did get his booty hole played with in high school, I'll try to get him on the podcast for him to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And that's all seriousness, because I think people need to hear this. You know what I'm saying? You know, people need to know that you shouldn't be ashamed if something happened to you in high school. You should talk about it to really get it out there and empower other people who this is happening to feel comfortable enough to speak out and go, hey, this is happening to me, help. So, you know, I might have Rick on here in a couple days and he'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I gotta go to my girl's house because she's making me some empanadas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to go pick that up in a minute. So you guys have a good one. Stay safe. Thank you for listening to another episode of Big Baby Steve. I'm your boy. And you've been listening to Philly Talks. Deuces.